Again, we're continuing in Siman Reish Chaf Beis, so that's page 275. We're up to Gimel, famous halacha. So in Aleph, we talked about if a person heard good news. We talked about what it means heard. From whom did you hear that? So then you make a bracha, Shehecheyanu. And if there's other people involved with that good news, so then you make a bracha Tov Ameitiv. Yesterday, we went the other way. Tamaslan, somebody hears bad news, so then they make the bracha Dayana Emes. And we discussed the Ber Halacha yesterday. Again, if someone didn't get something, you didn't win the lottery, don't make a Dayana Emes in that. Again, the Chavetz Chaim said in the Ber Halacha, the idea is the Dayana Emes is if you had something and it was taken away. You had something and it was ruined, whatever the case may be. So, but Dayana Emes is not shayach, the Chavetz Chaim said, to alma shmo nitano, something that you never got, so that you cannot make a Dayana Emes on. Let's go to Gimel, maybe the most famous part of this halacha. Chayav adam levarach ala ra'a, a person is obligated when the person, Rachman Salon, has to make that Dayana Emes on something that is not so pleasant. A person has to make a bedeya shlema with a full mind, Nefesh Chafetza, and a desirous heart, Kederek Shemavarach B'Simcha Ala Tova. The same way that you make the bracha Shachianu, so too you make, doesn't mean you're happy when you make the dynamics, you're sad when you make the dynamics. But in other words, there has to be a cognitive awareness that it's what Hashem wants. This is what Hashem wants. And therefore, that's the ultimate, what's ultimately good, even though we don't understand it. Ki hara, because something bad, lo ovdei Hashem, to someone who serves Hashem, he simchas v'tovasam, they realize it's good. We'll explain that in a second. Kivan shemekabo me'ava, and since the person who's making this bracha hopefully has the bracha, has this idea in mind when he's making the bracha and accepts the bad with ava, Masha Gazar love Hashem, that which Hashem commanded, Hashem decreed this. This is what Hashem decreed. So a person has that really clear, right? Like we talk about Musar, it's Nisbarer. It's really clear. Nimsha Shekabal Harazu. So then it turns out that since the person is accepting it in that way, with that mindset, who Oved as Hashem, Zuch, who Oved as Hashem, Shehi Simchalo. So now the person's accepting it in that way. So what is he doing? When that tragic thing happens to them, they realize it's Hashem's Gzeira. So what are they doing? When, at that moment, when they have that mindset, so they're serving Hashem. They're serving Hashem. Because they realize it's all from Hashem. And therefore, that's a simcha to them. To accept that. So the Chofetz Chaim, now obviously there's going to be an incredible Chofetz Chaim here. The Chofetz Chaim in Dalet, Os Dalet, says that because the truth of the matter is Kol Yisurim Ben Aguf Ben Amoman Hu HaKol Kapara Al Avonos, that whatever difficulty a person has, whether it's physical or it's financial, whatever it is, all of it, everything is a kapara for something a person might have done wrong. Kadesh Li Yitzarek Li Yisyaser La'asir Lavo, so that a person doesn't get it in the world to come. In Olam Haba, Shisham, because in Olam Haba, Ha'onesh Hu Harbe Yoseh Gadol, it's much worse there. So that's a deal. You get Yisurim, and then you wipe out your Averos, and then you don't get in Olam Haba where it's much worse. It goes on to explain that David and Yitzchak Avinu, Yitzchak was Tova Yisurim, and he claimed, he desired Yisurim, travail. So Chazal Chaim gives a very beautiful shot. What that means? It means that Yitzchak Avinu shuhikir golom midas hadin la'asid. He realized, right? Yitzchak's midah was din, must hold, right? It was din. So what does that mean? So the Chazal Chaim says what it means is he realized the incredible, how gigantic, how big din is in the future. So therefore, he said, you know what, Hashem, you know what? Do us a favor. Give it to us here, and And in the chesed of Hashem, give it to us here. That way, we don't have to worry about the din in Olam Haba. That's an incredible shot. In other words, Yitzchak Avinu was saying to Hashem, you know, like, you know, cool it off a little. Really, you could get us in the world in Olam Haba and give it to us worse. Do us a favor. Give us Yisurim. And therefore, whatever we did wrong would be nischaper here. And in Olam Haba would be a straight right. The Ramban talks about this in Shar Gemul. Others talk about it. So Hashem said, good. Hashem agreed to it. Hashem said, since you came up with the idea, you're going to get it first. We're going to try it on you first. And that's why we see that Yitzchak Avinu was blind. So, Vatechana in Omiros. Vahikin is okay, right? Ani Makil, Mimcha Ani Makil. We start with you. And so that's what happened. So that, but that has to be the mindset. Now, it sounds very nice to, when you're learning Mishnah Berurah, it's not so easy to do in reality. So just very quickly, right, so the Orach HaShulchan says, brings down this Gemara, that same way, Chayav Adam Levarach Al Hara, Kishem Shem Levarach Al HaTova, behind you. In other words, the Varach Al Hara, B'deya Shlema V'nefesh Chavetza, the same thing we saw in the Mechaber, K'der Shem Levarach B'simcha Al HaTova, Ki Ara Lo'ovde Hashem Hi Tovasam V'simchasam, Kivan Shekam Ma Mashgazar Hashem. The Yachshav, and a person should think, Sha'akol Kapara Savonosav, everything's a Kapara. V'nim Sash Kabbalah Zu, who Oved as Hashem, Ovadas Hashem Simcha Hilo, as we saw in the Machaber. V'zeo Deksiv, and the Orach HaShulchan says, we're about to say it. This concept, we're about to say in Mariv, in Shema. V'avtas Hashem Elokecha. So we are supposed to love Hashem, so what's the third one? V'chol Mi'adecha. V'chol Mi'adecha, we say in every circumstance. Supposed to love Hashem in any circumstance. V'chol Mida v'imida shu moded l'cha. So Chazal say, whatever Mida Hashem meets out to you, Hey Mida Tova, whether it's good, Heim l'hapach, or it's the other way, Have modelo, we have to thank Hashem. We have to admit Hashem. It's all from Hashem. V'zeh shamar David chesed mishpar ashira kolomar bein shenoag imo b'midas ha-chesed, bein shenoag imo b'midas ha-mishpar tar midas ashira. We always thank Hashem for whatever it is. So that's what we're about to say in Shema. V'chol mi'odecha. So no matter what happens, we have to have that awareness that it's all from Hashem.